ABC Radio Australia.
Former Tongan Prime Minister Dr. Pihiva Tuinetoa has left behind a complicated legacy following his death on the weekend. He was 71 and had been ill for quite some time. Dubrovka Volodya looks back at his life and controversial leadership.
He was Tonga's 17th Prime Minister, but to his former professor, Janik Ratatunga, he was also a friend.
At Monash University, when I was a professor at Monash, he was one of my master's degree students. And he was, of course, excellent in his studies. Pihiva was a very humble person. He also got a doctorate in divinity after he finished with Monash and he went back. So he was a very religious and pious person and a wonderful person.
Professor Ratatunga, who's now the chief executive of the Institute of Certified Management Accountants of Australia and New Zealand, says he will be remembered by many.
With master's degree students, we were tended to not have any demarcations of professor and student. We all went out together. He was very quiet, probably quiet for a Pacific Island person, but then he went on. After that, I really lost touch with him in terms of seeing him until we heard about his prime ministership.
Dr. Tuinetoa became Tonga's prime minister in 2019 and served for 2 years. He was a finance minister and an auditor general before his prime ministership. He took office after the death of Aklisi Pihiva, who led many reforms in the kingdom. Tongan journalist Kalafi Moala says his time in the top seat was limited and provided the glue the kingdom needed.
He would be remembered as a man that came in for a very short period of time, held things together while Tonga tried to sort out what was going to be the future.
But his tenure was not without controversy. Mr. Moala again.
There's all kinds of allegations about corruption in government. Part of the difficulties we have to deal with here is our own way of doing things, the Tongan way of doing things. And for example, I remember being in a press conference where I actually asked him directly whether a decision he had made was an example of a conflict of interest. And he responded and said, that's not a conflict of interest, because if your brother or if your close friend can do the job better, why not give it to them? And we were talking about the awarding of particular contracts for road construction to companies who were run by relatives, friends of the government, or even people who were in government. So those are the kind of things that came up and made him controversial.
He survived a vote of no confidence in parliament, but he faced legal action.
There was legal action against him for bribery during the 2021 election. And the court case was held in 2022, and the Supreme Court found him guilty of bribery. He appealed. The appeals court accepted his appeal. He was freed.
Despite the controversy, Professor Ratatunga says his legacy will be remembered.
He used to be really a good friend to most of the people he came across with.
Dr. Tuinetoa was the member for Tonga Tapu Ten. He's survived by his wife Hena and his children and grandchildren.
Dubrovka Volodya with that report.